As if the government didn't have enough credibility issues, the inevitable Nanaimo Hooter investigations begun against the backdrop of the Prime Minister saying she had her full confidence. There's something not right about the whole Mahuta thing. The Foreign Affairs appointment came so far out of left field, it made the Poto Williams appointment look like a stroke of genius. A person who hates flying given Foreign Affairs. A person who's barely travelled post-COVID telling us the Pacific's fine and we can wait until the Pacific Leaders Forum next month while the Chinese park themselves locally, aiming to achieve God knows what and Penny Wong's on a plane most days to try and mop up the potential damage. There's a power struggle, I think, between the Prime Minister and the Maori caucus. There can be no other explanation for the ridiculous defence of a minister who's low profile, work shy, and letting your portfolios down. Adding insult to injury, this absurd business of family members collecting money and jobs. Now, the official explanation is that when conflict occurs, she steps aside and her mate Kelvin Davis steps in to oversee matters. I'm assuming the investigation will determine whether the explanation is true or not. But here's the simple truth. When you're in public office and when you're spending other people's money, you've got to be squeaky clean. You've got to be beyond reproach. The Australians call it the pub test. Does the fact Mahuta's husband and other family members getting money for contracts pass the pub test? Answer? A simple, easy no. Does the fact family members receive high-powered appointments pass the pub test? The answer is a simple and easy no. The amount of money so far doesn't appear to be massive, but that's not the point. The question that needs to be asked and answered is, do the jobs and the contracts go to people in the Mahuta family who offer skills, experience and expertise that no one else can offer? And the answer is an obvious no. So why do they get it? Part of the defence has come in the form of examples of other governments and appointments of times past. The weakness there is each deal and appointment or contract must stand on its own. Does it pass the pub test? If the answer is yes, you can give a job or money to anyone you like. Annette King, for example, her appointment to Canberra. I think most people saw that as perfectly sensible and acceptable. Trevor Mallard to Europe? Not so much. Also, previous poor decisions do not make current poor decisions any better. The whole Mahuta thing stinks. It should never have happened, and they should have been smart enough to know that. And yet, here we are, more mess, more murk, more reputational damage.